Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Welcome back to the Profit First for Real Estate Investors podcast. I have a very special guest today, Brent Daniels. You probably have heard his name. I feel like I see his advertisements and everything all over the place. He's impacting a lot of real estate investors and changing people's lives. So I am super excited about having him on today. He's wearing his shirt, TTP. That stands for Talk to People. I'm going to have him talk about that, what that means and what his group is all about. But Brent, super excited to have you on the show today.
David, it is an absolute honor, brother. You have an incredible podcast. Your listeners are the real deal, right? People listening to your podcast are like the upper echelon of, they understand business. They understand how important it is to actually keep the money that you make in your business. So I am absolutely thrilled to be on here and excited to whatever, to share the story and to give whatever kind of insider look into the way that I run my business. And it's been wildly influenced by Profit First.
Awesome. I love that. So we'll definitely be talking about that. Why don't we just start off, like, give your introduction, give your life story in like 2 minutes.
Listen, I was in college and my best friend, Mike Mahoney, he gave me a book that was all tattered because he had been through it like 8 or 9 or 10 times. And it was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Right. Awesome. And then after that, the natural progression after reaching Rich Dad, Poor Dad, something happens to certain people, right? I've given Rich Dad, Poor Dad to, like, I don't know, probably a couple hundred people. And maybe three of them have brains like mine that are just like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. Real estate is the most proven path to financial freedom. Yeah. Like, and that, like, changed my mushy 21-year-old brain. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to learn everything that I can about being a real estate investor. And that kind of brings you down the rabbit hole to, you know, the classic Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And then you start getting going and you start having big ideas. And now all of a sudden at 22 years old, I'm thinking I'm going to be a big developer and real estate broker and all these things. And I was feeling like all that energy, all that juice that you get out of reading a really good book or listening to a really good podcast, I had it and it was sustained. And so I got my real estate license while I was finishing up college. And as soon as I got out, it was 2004, the market was going bananas. I thought I was a genius. I kind of got into it as a real estate agent to kind of learn the language and the terminology and the process, and kind of got stuck in an agent role because it was good money. I mean, you throw six figures at anybody that's 22, 23, 24, and you're like a bazillionaire, right? Yeah. You know, you weren't making any money in college and now you got six figures. And now, you know, I was just like kind of getting real big ego, kind of getting real over my skis, taking all the money, but not keeping it, which we'll get to, and kind of like hiring people that I didn't need and expanding and getting into silly situations that I shouldn't have. And it was a big learning experience. It truly was. But then I matured and I evolved and I survived the downfall, the crash of 2008, and kind of came out stronger. And since then have been building a really robust, lean wholesaling business here in Phoenix, Arizona. And then also, you know, teaching people how to find opportunities by picking up the phone and calling distressed property owners. And we call that TTP, which is a philosophy, which just stands for Talk to People. So awesome. I know that's a mouthful, but that's kind of it in a nutshell.
No, I love that. So can you expand on Talk to People? Like, how'd you come up with that? Like, what's the mission of it today? Like, just tell us about that.
So it was, it's really interesting. So in traditional real estate, there's a really big real estate coach called Mike Ferry, and he's a phenomenal coach. He's the best ever. I had one-on-one coaching with his coaching company for years. And they were just like, whatever you do, just make sure that you're talking to people every single day, making sure that you're talking to people every single day. And what I found was, David, anytime that I like didn't talk to a lot of people throughout a day, or maybe it was a week, all of a sudden, one, kind of my confidence was eroding a little bit, just a little bit. Like, it got a little bit of rust on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And two, it was like, oh my gosh, nothing's happening. There's no movement. There's no action in my business. So I just was like, you know what? I am going to make a shirt that I wear that has TTP on it. And every time that I'm getting dressed, every time that I'm getting ready, and any time that I'm going out there, I will know that I need to talk to people. And it's just kind of a reminder. And now it's like my uniform. I wear it every single day. And it's like, if I wear anything else, people get mad at me. So yeah, it's just, it's a philosophy. It's just, listen, if you have quality conversations, this is all real estate investing is, right here in a nutshell. Find people that have properties that are in distress, have a quality conversation with them and solve that problem. Okay. That's it. Right. I mean, that's really what real estate investing is. Find a distressed property, a discounted property, talk to the property owner and get that property under contract. And then you can do all sorts of different things. You can wholesale it. You can wholetail it. You can flip it. You can make it an Airbnb. You can put it into your portfolio. You can bulldoze it, build something else. But it all starts with that middle piece, that very, very critical, crucial part, which is having a quality conversation with a distressed property owner. And I teach that if you just focus on that, if you focus on hunting for those opportunities, everything else will take care of itself. And so far it has. And I've got incredible, you know, students and people around the country that either listen to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast or they go on to my YouTube channel. And we're making an impact, David. We're making an impact. We're trying. So awesome. It's been incredible. It really has.
I love that because you are making an impact and one that's substantial and changing lives. And you're also, you own a Wholesaling Inc., correct? That group and that's another one that has made a huge impact as well. So do you want to talk about
Wholesaling Inc.? Wholesaling Inc. is owned by Chris Arnold. They're like the record label and I'm like just a band on the record label. You know what I mean? Like Wholesaling Inc. is an incredible organization, but they're NBC and I'm the show Friends on NBC. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've got a great, beautiful relationship, but Chris Arnold does own that.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you're making an impact everywhere. And I love that. So since we're talking about impact and I've been with you at Real Estate Masterminds that we're both a part of, and Brent has a huge heart. Like we were at this last one and he's building literally like, I think it was 5 houses for orphanage, you know, orphans in, you know, another country. And it was just an amazing thing. So Brent, I know you probably have a pretty deep why of why you're doing all of this. So do you want to share with the audience, like, why real estate? Why TTP? Like, why do you want the massive impact that you're making on people?
Yeah, that's incredible, David. I think it comes down to, you know, you and I hit the lottery, right? We were born white American males, right? There's a lot of potential there. There's a lot of things there. I feel like, you know, there's a lot that I can do with my life. So I look at, listen, of course, I love my family. I love everything going on there. I love that. Like my whole lifestyle is surrounded by that. So part of it is obviously the freedom of schedule to spend it as the kids are younger and being involved and really like as they're blossoming and their brains are like, you know, getting all these different neural pathways and everything, you know, I'm there with it. Of course, I love it. But let's be honest, my kids would live with me in a trash can, right? They would live with me in a van. They really would. Yeah. They really would. They don't care about the money. They don't care. It's just the time and attention and love and all that, right? Yep. So it's not so much from that from a financial side. I just feel like I've got a lot of potential to do something and be loud and to provide a lot of value from either the mistakes and from the mistakes and the successes that I've had. So that's really my big why. I just want to be loud and help out people because I was very frustrated early on in this journey that it was like every book that you read, every little clip that you would see on like infomercials at night or YouTube early on was just kind of education, right? And it was fine. They were telling you why it's great to own real estate, but they didn't tell you how to find great deals.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they didn't tell you how to find great deals. So it's kind of like, you know, I wanted to change that. So I just found that as a big calling and I wanted to help people discover how to find those deals.
Awesome. Well, you're doing that in a big way. So I want to thank you on behalf of the real estate investing community for sure. So another thing that you said has been very influential in your life. And the reason we are here on the Profit First for Real Estate Investing podcast, tell us about your journey with profitability. You know, like, did you ever think it was all about the top line and then switch to bottom line? Or like, let's talk about your journey of
brother. I am telling you. So I read Profit First in 2018 and nice. Literally revolutionized everything.
Awesome.
And something, and this has been something, listen, I've given that book out to countless friends and colleagues and people that are just getting going and they've got some momentum behind them, because what happens is what I have found, and maybe you know this as well, people come in, they start hitting and they start taking action. They start getting deals. They start hitting these big opportunities and they start getting income, good income coming in.
Yep.
And then the first thing they do, and especially if it's a partnership, I see this mostly with partnerships, but even individuals, they go, you know what? I'm going to put myself on a modest salary and I'm going to reinvest into my business.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody says that to me, I know they're about to waste at least 80% of their profits.
Yeah.
Because one, they're not ready to grow and expand and do all these things yet.
No.
All the things that got them to the income, they stop doing because they get distracted by hiring everybody else and trying the new marketing strategy and doing all these crazy things because now they have a budget. So what I do is I tell people, listen, keep 90 days expenses in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep 90 days expenses in your account, and everything that gets a dollar above that, scrape it and put it into your account. Scrape it and put it, get it out of there. Get it out of there. Take it to you. Take it home. Take it whatever. Invest it somewhere. Put some away for the taxes and everything else. But get that all out of there so that you can buy assets that you own personally. Because it's like, you know, everybody wants to go, you know, I'm going to pay myself $5,000 a month. I'm going to live off that, but I'm going to reinvest it into my marketing. Okay, great. Well, as you're doing that, and as you're spending $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on marketing, it takes you 1 to 2 months before you are broke, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're not bringing in money and you're spending out that much, and all of a sudden the timelines for these deals to close are happening, all of a sudden you get really, really, really pinched. And then that's when the stress and the anxiety and the second thinking and the, you know, kind of frustration starts. And I don't want anybody to feel that way. They've got it. It's Profit First. I can't believe you're doing the Profit First real estate. This is going to change. I think it's going to change the industry, David. I really do.
Awesome.
I think it's going to really open the eyes of a lot of people, and I can't wait.
No, and I really appreciate that, because that is our mission, is to change the real estate investing world. Because I wanted to ask you too, a lot of the places that we go, a lot of people focus on their top line. Do you think
yep.
that's still a big problem, that a lot of people are just focused on, you know, like what they're bringing in and not what they're actually keeping?
I always ask them, what are you taking home?
Hmm.
Listen, I challenge, I'm in Phoenix, right? And
yep.
like, 10 out of the 12 biggest gurus in the country live, you know what I mean? And some of these yep. are my really good friends. And I'm like, what are you guys taking home? Well, I don't know. Well, what do you mean?
Ooh,
you don't know?
Yeah.
Years ago, we've changed this. Now they're taking all of it home and they say, oh, you're so great, Brent. Thank you so much for that. And I'm like, this is like, just read the book, read Profit First. Listen, your expenses are based on the profit, taking the profit. How much do you want to net? How much do you want to take home to you and your family? How much do you need to take home to hit your financial goals of investing in assets, mm-hmm. right? How much is that? And then that determines your expenses, not bring in the top line minus the expenses and you get the leftover. How about make the goal? What do you want to take home? And I teach that to all of my top students that are really doing really well. And it is, I am telling you, it is game changing. It is life changing. All of them to the man, to the woman is like, thank you for that advice. I've taken home a lot more. I feel so much better. My business is actually making more because we stay hungry, because the money's coming out of the account and we're not getting cushy, you know, because right, David, we feel like, when we're making a ton of money, we feel like we're like Rocky III and we're buying robots and we're getting soft, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then all of a sudden we get knocked out. And that's exactly what happens if you don't stay hungry in your business. And the best way to stay hungry is take your profits out, put them into some sort of asset and forget about it and keep rolling and do that until the point where, you know, you're in a comfortable spot that you can either slow it down or sell it or, you know, bring somebody else on to run it.
Yeah. I love that.
I mean, what do you see? I mean, talk to me. So obviously we have Profit First, the book. How is Profit First for real estate different than that?
Giving people what actually they know in real estate investing and applying it to them. So how we know what real revenue is. So they're very clear. This is actually what I'm making. Cause it's incredible. People think they get the check at closing and they think that's their profit. And usually it's not all their profit. You know, if they're doing anything besides just straight assigning a deal, you know, so like, that's one big way of like, okay, knowing what you really made. What you just said too here is a huge point I hit home with the false sense of security with that one bank account, because in real estate investing, it's a little different because we get the private money. We go out there and as real estate investors and get that OPM and we put it into that one account and we feel like we're on the top of the world and a lot of that money's not even ours. So it's like making sure we have separate accounts for like the lenders and stuff too. So there's a lot of different things that we put in there, the rhythm, you know, of actually allocating and making it a habit inside of your business. So yeah, there's just a lot of things that are very specific to real estate investing in there. And I'm really excited to get it out there to the world.
When does it drop?
Officially, it should be October, November of 2021.
So. I'm so excited for it. It's going to change everything. I truly believe that. I mean, this podcast is phenomenal and that's helping out a lot. But when somebody has that in their hands and you can share it and give it to people, I think it's going to change everything. I'm so excited. I pre-order me 100 books. You know what I mean? Like I'm ready. I'm going to give them out to everybody. It's going to be crazy.
I love that. Cause we're, you know, we're working right with Mike's team too. The person that helped write, you know, Profit First is going through the editing of mine. So yeah, we want to get the best book out there as clear, concise, easy to read, easy to follow. And for anyone to implement at any stage, you know, you've done zero deals, one deal, 1,000 deals, like let's get this in your hands. So yeah, I really appreciate that, Brent.
So I love it. And you're right. Top line is great. I mean, top line means that you're providing a lot of value, right? Our income is equal to the amount of value we provide to our community, to our marketplace. And that's phenomenal. But I think that people, I won't even say that. I'll just say me personally, it was all ego. It was like, wow, I'm making this money. I'm going to hire all these people and they're going to work for me and I'm going to be the boss. And this is like mid 20 year old. Right. And now as I'm approaching 40 this year, it's like, oh my gosh, like I work for them. You know what I mean? Like there has to be, we work together, like that whole thing. I need to make sure that I'm bringing in enough opportunities for the team, not the other way around.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that if you learn that, you can get a lot leaner. You don't have to have a giant team, just depending on what your strategy is. But I think you can get a lot out of less people and you can keep more at the end of the day and have a really, really clean, fun, exciting business that doesn't have as much stress.
Yeah.
And the best way to not be as stressed is to have a healthy bank account. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's personally. I'm not saying that you don't pay your people fantastic, pay them as much as possible, but just keep that 90 days in there or whatever. I mean, read David's book, whatever you suggest, I'm going to go with, but that's kind of the rule of thumb that I've been doing is just keep the 90 days in there and anything on top of that I take it. Listen, David, I take it on a daily basis.
Nice.
Like, oh, that's cool. Transfer right on the app. Right. And it just keeps I have found that it keeps the real estate business super, super hungry. We never get too comfy and it's really impacted us in a really positive way. And we've kept growing our profitability year after year since doing that.
I love that. So you said it was life-changing when you read it and you implemented it. Can you give me the biggest thing where it would have changed your life, where you were like, okay, now I see it in action, you know, after I've implemented,
what was
that biggest shift?
I said at the time I was pulling out like 15 grand a month. Right.
Okay.
And I was like, that's my salary, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's ridiculous. Why am I thinking that small? 15 grand? Like it's good. It's fantastic. But why can't I have 40? So what I did, David, is I was like, I re-engineered everything in my business so that I got paid $40,000 a month every single month. And doing that, all of a sudden, we started getting more deals. All of a sudden, I started cutting down expenses that I didn't necessarily need. And I kept pulling that out every single month. And I'm looking at that account and I'm like, we need to keep running. We need to keep sprinting. It was a great deal. We had a great month, but listen, that month's over. We got to keep this thing going, keep this thing going, keep this thing going. So that, like, literally tactically was what I did. I was like, I want 40 grand a month from this business. And how do I do that? And once you start from that position, you're like, oh, okay. Well, I can only have this amount of expenses and I need to make sure that I'm squeezing every opportunity I have from every lead that I get. Cause we were getting plenty of leads. When you talk to people all day and I have an army of people talking to people all day, you get leads, you get opportunities. It's just, what do you do with the income once it comes in? And once my mind went there, everything changed. Because then I did that with every single business that I have. And it's been incredible for my family.
This is incredible because that's the epitome of Profit First. It's re-engineering it. Profit First is for to maximize the owner's benefit. Yep. And like, if you do it from that perspective, because like you said, that's so counterintuitive to what a lot of people hear in as an entrepreneur or real estate investor. It's like, well, no, I got to reinvest everything. Well, no, if you're secure, that gives you a whole lot more growth potential. And like you said, to lean it out, to make sure you're getting what you need or want from the business. Cause like 15 was like what you needed at that time, but 40 was like, so what I want, why can't my business do this for me? Then you reverse engineer that. That is the epitome of that. So yeah, you're listening to this podcast, that was gold right there. That was absolute gold.
And listen, it's not like, we're just different than a lot of business. We're not building a tech. We're not building an app. We're not building a franchise type style business where you have to spend a lot of money to kind of put that all together. Yep. You know, this real estate and real estate entrepreneurship and real estate investing is all about getting money and putting it into assets, right? Nobody's going to buy my business. It's just not going to happen, right? Maybe my buyer's list for a little bit, but I'm not going to retire by selling my business, right? There's nothing tremendously unique. There's no copyright or trademark system that I have on this or anybody has on it. We find opportunities and we do something with them and we make money, right? Yep. So if that's the case, then this should be an ATM. It should be a cash machine that feeds all of our personal goals and be able to do something great with it and buy something that's lasting, right? Instead of spending it on marketing and going over. I mean, how many businesses? And I've just seen a ton. There's a ton of people that, you know, yeah, they make $3 million a year, but they net personally for the owners 100 grand.
Right.
Like for real.
Yeah.
Like for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a second. A waiter at a high-end restaurant makes more than that. Right. Like, what are we talking with a lot less headache, right? So it's like, what is the point of the business? Is the point of the business to show that you have a big business or the point of the business to bring money home to your family? And I think that that's an honest question that people need to have, ask themselves.
That is amazing. I love that mentality, that line of thinking, because it's totally in line with Profit First and exactly what you said there. I love that. Don't treat yourself like a high-end waiter or a McDonald's, cash register, a register,